This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Ukraine says it badly needs more supplies in its war with Russia. A bill allocating additional funding remains stuck in the House. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand from Washington.
Russian forces raised their flag in the eastern city of Avdiivka, what had been a Ukrainian stronghold since Russia's invasion nearly 2 years ago.
I'm going to fight till we get them the ammunition they need.
President Biden's pledge comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to world leaders at the Munich Security Conference.
We are counting on the United States.
But it's unclear if and when the House Speaker will take up the bipartisan package passed in the Senate.
There are demonstrations in Russia following the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford.
Instead of people pouring onto the streets in angry protest and shouting political slogans, what they did was they began carrying flowers and other tributes to monuments to political repression from Stalin's time around Russia.
Funeral services were held in Georgia for two of three soldiers killed in a strike on a U.S. military base in Jordan several weeks ago, Sergeants Kennedy Sanders and Brianna Muffet. CBS's Astrid Martinez from Atlanta.
All three Georgia soldiers chose to serve in the Army because of the opportunity it offered them. As for Sanders and Muffet, the National Association of Black Military Women says that's a demographic that's been growing faster than any other minority group in recent decades.
Former President Donald Trump made an unexpected appearance at a conference. KYW's Hadass Kuznets was there.
Donald Trump was the mystery special guest at SneakerCon.
We got to get young people out to vote. And we're going to remember the young people.
Trump was also there to announce and sell his limited edition gold Trump sneakers.
Have you ever heard of a president selling sneakers?
Never heard of it. I think it's the first of its kind.
Reaction to his surprise appearance was mixed.
I'm here to boo. I didn't know he was really coming, so I wanted to see.
I think the whole experience was just phenomenal, and seeing Trump has made it, you know, put the icing on the cake.
Either way, it certainly made the convention memorable.
A firefighter was killed in an explosion at a house in Sterling, Virginia. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Fire crews had rushed into the home moments before the blast. 10 firefighters also hurt, including one who issued a call for help.
Fire going on down here, and it's slowly making its way towards me.
Fire crews found a 500-gallon underground propane tank on the property with a leak on the side of the destroyed home.
The firefighter who was killed was identified as 45-year-old Trevor Brown. Two civilians were also hurt. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio. Sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. The most metal band in the world, Lords of the Trident, on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music, the Metal Seed, the Death Dealer before that. Lords of the Trident, they have a lot of stuff going on. The people at Conflux Creations, they created a huge D&D monster manual based on their album, The Offering. It's free for you to check out right now at lordsofthetrident.com. And while you're there, don't forget, Lords of the Trident have a brand new EP coming out very soon. It's finished. It's been sent off to the mixing and engineering department. Brand new Lords of the Trident is just around the corner. Can't wait. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison to pick up your locally hand-blowing glass. IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by White Curt Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or at WhiteCurt-LakePoint.com. Coming up in heavy tonight, I have brand new music from Where is the Key, The Sleevens, and Revolution X, plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Right now, a brand new band out of Milwaukee. I should say a brand new band, a brand new track from Illusion of Fate. These guys are from Milwaukee, and they have a brand new album dropping in May. It's called Portals to Cur. They have a few tracks up on their Bandcamp page that you can check out right now. Here's one of them, Visions of Sunless Skies. It's Illusion of Fate on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Be another dimension.
Where is the key? That is Echoes on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Where is the key? A newer band from Madison, actually founded in 2023. The group spends its time making music and investigating paranormal paradoxes and hunting cryptids. Sounds like a lot of fun. Where is the key? You can see them live at 301 Studio in Portage on March 8th and April 26th at the Retro City Rockade in Janesville. The Brash Menagerie and Fall to Rise before that. Good evening. I am Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy. Essential Last Crack is coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. Two songs from the Mighty Last Crack. Every week at 11 o'clock during Max and Kevy. Before that, I'll have details about a show that was just released, Taz Fest. It's happening in May. I'll have all the details. Plus, we'll hear a couple songs from bands on that bill. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's the guy with the rings, man! The guy with the rings! Don't south side.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with Rogue Rat and Drag Strip Queen, Carbellion before that, with Pity the Backseat. Max Inc. Radio presents Taz Bash 3.0, presented by Max Inc. Radio, Saturday, May 4th at the Red Rooster. Oh, goodness, this is just a sick lineup. Check this out. Droids Attack, Rograt, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Iron Plow, Plant, All Murder, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. It's all happening Saturday, May 4th. The show starts at noon. It's a full day of hard rock metal at the Red Rooster. It's Taz Bash. And the cool thing about this show, all the proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference. It's a great charitable organization. More details are on the event on Facebook. Just search for Taz Bash 3.0. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. This band's going to tear up Taz Bash for sure. It's Droids Attack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. We'll be right back.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with The Heroes Lie, Lights, Camera, Action, that's their latest one, Droids Attack before that with Clawhammer Suicide. Of course, they are playing Taz Bash. Get all the details right now at maxincradio.com. Hope your evening is going well. Don't forget, you can check out all the podcasts for Max Inc. Radio on our website, maxincradio.com. There you'll find the interviews that we do all broken out for you. You can download and listen to Max Inc. Heavy. Also, the 6 to 9 Max Inc. Radio portion, and of course, Live in the Lair. All the details, all the podcasts right now for you at maxincradio.com. Essential Last Crack just around the corner, but first, it's Mask Intruder. Girl,
ever since I first saw you on you, you were the one for me. I just want you to know how I feel. That's why I'm standing here. At 3 a.m. out in your front yard, singing you alone.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.